may not choose our family.
The first vampires.
We're bound forever to those with whom we share blood.
The last season.
If the four Michelsons come together, it will signal darkness like we've never known.
Friday, April 20th.
We have to save each other.
Always and forever.
The Originals. The final season premieres Friday, April 20th. On the CW.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another recap show, another reaction show, another review, however you want to call it. It's Talking the Originals along with me and Miss Kristen from AccordingToKristen.com. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
So you and I mean, I really wish we had like bloopers or like outtakes so people could actually hear what we talk about. People, if you could hear us. You two, you people out there would be like, are you two related? Because I swear to God. And I'm like, yeah. All right, here we go. So, the Originals, we're going to be talking, we're going to try to knock out three quick episodes. Now, two of the episodes I've seen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. One Wrong Turn to Bourbon, and I'm not even going to pronounce the other one. And then I haven't seen episode 4, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, which you saw already.
Yes.
And so I'm thinking, I'm thinking we knock out the two, and then you tell me what happens in this one. Spoilers and all.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay, good.
You're not going to hold it against me.
I am not going to hold it against you because the show must go on.
Okay.
The show must go on. So let's talk about episode, what is this, episode 2.
Yes.
And you have your notes, and you are going to lead it.
Oh, God.
I love this. I just can sit
you
back
know
and
why?
Relax.
Because you wanted the better of the two of us to do it. So, you know, I'll take one for the team.
I want the best. Okay, let's make it sound good. Let's go.
Oh, shit.
All right. So this episode, come on. I'm here. I got my notes. But take me through it. What was your feel?
Okay. Well, first of all, Marcel, I missed his speeches so much. So I wrote down in my notes that I wanted to revisit our idea from last season of creating an app where Charles Michael Davis just gives motivational speeches. I would like to revisit that idea.
That, I'm telling you, that would be cool. You wake up in the morning and you just hit Marcel and then he just gives you some motivational get up and go.
It's that voice and he's, I don't know, that needs to happen.
You just want to sleep with him.
No, I don't. I just want to listen to him.
Okay, sure. All right.
Whatever.
So you want an app.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Listen, we have talked about Vincent, and he's not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I've made that very clear.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, I'm kind of digging him so far.
Okay.
I like the friendship that he has with Freya.
Okay.
So I think maybe the 7 years without the Michelsons, except Freya, I think maybe has been a good thing.
Did you not like Vincent at all?
Not really.
Because it seems like he hasn't really done a lot that we've seen. Yeah. That we've seen now. Of course, these 7 years, he's kept it under control and under wraps and keeping.
I think that's what I like, though. I wrote that down in my notes too. I think it's like he's kind of vulnerable right now. He's not trying to be a dick to everybody. So I kind of like that.
Okay.
I think he tried. He has like a complex, like a Napoleon complex. He tries to be like more important than he actually is.
But he is.
I know, but God, he's annoying about it.
No, he's just. I think the way I look at it is that everybody around him is so hard headed and so stubborn that he has to be over dramatic and be like, hey. Idiots, if you all come together, it's going to rain blood. Oh, and now it has. So I mean, was right.
I agree, but maybe he just left a bad taste in my mouth when the whole possession thing happened, like in the beginning of the Originals. Maybe that's what it is.
Okay. All right. So
you're whatever. But I kind of like the little friendship he has with Freya.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. So then I also wrote down that I loved that they brought Summer Fontana back.
Yes. Our little hope.
Yes. And I hope they do more of those little flashbacks because she's a little badass.
Yes, she is. I like her better than grown up Hope.
Really?
Yeah. In my notes here, I have Hope. I totally get why she's being a brat, but damn, someone needs to check her. Yeah, I think she's being you're talking about if you're upset at Vincent for being the way he is.
Well, no, I think I'm more thinking about the way that they act, because I think they're both really great.
See, the magic around us is preventing Kristen from talking. That's our crappy microphone and our crappy internet connection.
What?
We lost you. All we heard was I think that's all we heard.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that's magic preventing you from talking crap. Any more crap?
Okay, I'm not going to move my headphones. I'm just going to keep my microphone right in front of my face.
Okay, there you go. That probably works the best. So yeah, so you were because I was saying that Hope is being a brat and she's acting. I mean, that's you have no problem against Hope, but then Vincent is in your world is being a big brat. So you don't have a problem with Hope, but you have a problem with Vincent.
Okay, no. But what I said was I was talking about more in terms of the way that they act.
Okay.
Like their acting skills.
Okay.
She is a brat and it's annoying. So yeah, in that way, in that respect, the younger Hope is much better.
Right.
So yes, I'll agree with you on that one.
Okay, I got it.
But I can't believe Little Hope saw Klaus killing all those people. Oh, my God.
Well, Little Hope, you know, she used her magic to go in there, and that's what happened.
Through that.
Yeah.
Reap what you sow?
Exactly. She's a big, I mean, you know, but she's a big girl. Yeah, I had no problem against it. I mean, that's her dad. You know, so, and she hears the stories. It's the same thing, and it goes back to old Hope for me. It's like she wants to be a brat, and I'm my father this, and blah, 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 blah. I get it, but it's like the reasoning your dad isn't around, or your uncles or your aunts, it's because they're looking out for you.
Yeah.
And I know she brings it up, and, you know, and the whole thing, and when she says about the whole broken thing, when Klaus said, I didn't see Klaus saying she was broken. I think it's just the whole thing is just messed up. And she's just, of course, makes it all about her. And once again, and we didn't talk about it though yet, but you know, last week we talked about the originals. You were absolutely right. You were like, "Hey, what if Hope's the one that was behind all this?"
Yes,
and she was. And to me, that's just a straight up brat. Yeah,
yeah, that's a pretty drastic thing to do just to get your dad back.
Yeah, and that to me, that's she's hardcore brat. And I'm just,
well, I mean, what I thought too is like, I mean, I get that she wants her family and she wants to have a relationship with Klaus. Why couldn't he pick up the phone? Like, I get that they can't be around each other, but why couldn't he call her?
Because his vampire feelings are like 1,000 times more than a human. And I think if he would have called her and tried talking to her, it would be hard for him.
Yeah, but what about her?
Well, you know what? It's all for the good.
Make Megabots.
Yeah, that's.
And everything you like.
I know, Maddox. What do you think? What do you think about Hope?
Oh, I like cheese balls.
You like cheese balls? All right, cool. All right.
Okay.
That's my 3-year-old son sitting on my lap. All right, so Maddox, we're talking about the originals. Okay, so we're talking about vampires. Nah, don't touch the computer. All right, so. What's next?
I have written down Hope and Roman. I don't trust this kid.
Oh, no, I don't either. He's up to something, and it's obvious. And Hope, once again, is so naive and young. The dude is, like, snooping around her house, and he's like, what are you doing? You just kind of snoop. Oh, it's in my record. And she's like,
oh, it's in my record.
I know. And it's like, oh, okay, cool, all right.
Kind of such a bang, bang, or for art.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. I don't know what – uh-oh, mommy's in here right now. Are you supposed to be eating?
Oh, no, he's got some
trouble. Oh, you're in trouble. Yeah. Oh, you better go over there then.
He already got his Peppa taken away that he
bombed today. Ooh, Kristen, Peppa Pig just got taken away.
Ooh.
All right, go over there. Go see what mommy's got.
Mommy,
go with mommy. All right, so. You're about to hear, it's about to get thrown down right here. This is Hope. This is a little male Hope right here.
Was he watching the show with you?
No, he wasn't. Oh, here he just got taken out of the room. All right, so that was my 3-year-old son, Maddox. So what else? Yeah, so I don't trust him. You don't trust him. Do you think he's working for somebody, or do you think he's just trying to get some secret stuff and get some blood, and he wants to be all superpower?
Well, considering you haven't seen the fourth episode.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, but go ahead. I mean, like, what I mean, is it working for somebody? Because, I mean,
They don't say yet.
Okay, got it.
They don't say for sure, but there's just, every time he's on the show, there's something fishy going on. And I think something that is said in this episode kind of ties into something that happens in the fourth, I think. So I want to know what you think.
Okay, well, I have to watch the episode first then, right?
Well, I'm going to tell you what happens.
Oh, right? I know. Yeah, but I'm just saying. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
But you don't want me to say that now, right?
No, let's just wait.
Okay. So I don't like that she told him what she is.
No.
Because that was seriously a stupid
move. And it just shows you once again on how young Hope is, you know?
Yeah.
And she's not thinking. And
yeah, she sees the cute boy and she's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and she thinks she knows everything and all that other crap. And it's just that's why I said someone needs to check her, needs to put her in check.
I do like that she told him Klaus would wear his spine as a necklace.
Yes. So
that was pretty badass. And true.
And he would. He definitely would.
Yeah. You know, one thing I don't like is this guy Declan that Haley is.
Oh, the chef?
Yeah.
What? The chef too.
Yes. No, that was probably one of my favorite parts when Klaus was about to eat him and then Hope stopped him.
Yeah.
But, so I.
Uh-huh. Don't even know what that meant. I don't know anything unless you've seen some unless you've seen something extra that I didn't see in episode 4. I'm not sure. I think I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think about him because I'm trying to figure out if he's a new character but he doesn't. He's a regular human. He's a chef. So either they're going to pull him in and he's going to be a part of something bigger, like evil, like was, you know, like against Haley. I don't know. Like he was. I don't know.
He hasn't been in any other episodes.
So you don't think he's a big part of? You don't think he's going to be a bigger part of it? I mean, he threw it in Klaus's
face.
It's
possible. And that's the reason why he hasn't been in the other episodes.
That he showed Hope how to drive. I mean, he was throwing it in his face.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I wrote down Declan has a death wish.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is. What else?
I don't either, but I don't know. I'm kind of, he's kind of annoying.
We'll see.
I also wrote down that I can't believe Marcel and the vampires rolled up on the wolves and then said they weren't looking for trouble. Like, how are you going to stomp on all their stuff and kick all their shit off the tables and then say they're not looking for trouble?
Well, it really wasn't Marcel and what's his face. It was the other guys.
Yeah, but he's trying to, like, take control of them again, which, I mean, that's not even going over as well as he wanted it to anyway.
I just think he's just trying to show that I'm back, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You know what? You're probably right, though. If Haley would have been there, they probably wouldn't have acted a fool like that.
Exactly. I mean, he's trying to help with the Haley situation, but it's like doing that is not really going to get any respect from the wolves.
That is true. You're onto something. But
on Marcel, yeah. Come on. Yeah. I also liked because. I mean, in the other seasons, Josh doesn't really stand up to Marcel often. He kind of just takes it.
Yeah.
But for some reason, this season, maybe the 7 years that everyone else has been away, maybe he kind of grew a backbone.
I see it. I mean, he was running the city. You know, I mean, everyone knew that he was second in charge when Marcel, you know, to Marcel, and then Marcel left. So, I mean, I get it. I get that he's and he definitely lets him know. I was, even Marcel, I was looking at Marcel like, did you see what he said? But then, but then I'm like, okay, you know, you were gone, you know, I'm surprised he didn't say, okay, I respect you, but watch who you're talking to.
Exactly.
But,
I agree with you, but I kind of like that Josh was standing up to him because Marcel also has his ego is way too big for his body.
Who, Marcel?
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes it is.
It's the blood in him. you know, it's the hormones.
I don't know. You know I love Marcel, but...
I know. I'm just not a...
He's kind of a dick sometimes.
Okay, next.
It's that relationship with Klaus. He's learning from...
I know. Then... You know, he just wasn't he just wasn't loved a lot as a kid. I get it. I get it, but I don't know. I think Marcel, out of everybody, has worked hard, the hardest. You know, everybody else has been, oh, I'm a Michelson and I've been granted this and that. I think Marcel worked his ass off from young all the way to old to get where he's at. And to me, that's why I'm like, he's paid his dues. That's the way I look at it.
That's just I'll give me. You that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What else?
Did you want to talk about your girlfriend, the new character that Vincent likes?
For everybody that's tuning in, I tweeted Kristen. Because Kristen was making fun of me because I was watching every other show except the originals.
Yes, you were.
I was watching Into the Badlands, and she was like, don't you mean the originals? Which Into the Badlands is badass. But no, I was watching the originals, and all of a sudden, you know, Freya's like, hey, go get over there and go get your palms red. And I was like, Freya, just do it for whoa, yeah. I almost drove to New Orleans and being like, okay, where is she? That was table 4 across.
Oh, my God.
By the church. Yeah, she's hot. And I like her.
She reminds me of Kat Graham.
Yes, she does.
Right?
She does. She big time. When I saw her, I was like, is this going to be one? I was thinking, okay, is this a sister, a longtime sister? Is this somebody, is this going to come back to us? But then looking at her, definitely. They could be sisters in real life.
Yeah.
It brought back all those feels.
Aw, Bonnie.
I love Bonnie. She turned out to be a badass. I didn't like her in the beginning.
Who, Bonnie?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Maybe it's because she hung around with Elena all the time. Okay, go on.
Elena's your favorite.
Ugh, I hated her. Okay, go. What else?
I didn't like the snakes. They creeped me out.
Oh, okay.
Hope spit one out of her mouth and I wanted to throw up.
Yeah. And yeah, she wants to be a brat about it and she's spitting up snakes. See, she's not getting it. She's not getting it. Someone needs to check her.
Oh, my God.
Everybody knows that she's a super witch, and no one has got the balls to be like, yo, like, hey, there's a reason for all this. So I'm hoping that the snake out of her mouth is going to be like, but something tells me no.
What do you think it is, though? I mean, I know it's something with the hollow, but it's like, that's weird.
I just think that when they all get around, and it's just evil. And so I think the snake is a part of – I think it's a – part of their backstory, maybe a symbol, maybe because it's a lot of snakes all the time.
Yeah.
So it's got to be some kind of, we'll see something. That's what I'm guessing. Almost like Conan. You remember the movie Conan? Was that before my time? You never saw Conan with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Okay. Go on. Go on, please.
I wrote down, curious to see how and why Hope and Marcel seem to be so close, even though he's been in New York for 7 years.
Yeah, that hug was a little bit odd.
You think so?
When they hugged, he's like, this is for me. And then he kind of, I was like.
Well, he was upset about Rebecca.
This kind of reminded me of, I was like, is this going to be some Twilight shit where he's going to like the imprint and then like he's really going to fall in love with Hope? Oh, yeah, you know Twilight, but you don't know Conan. Oh, my God.
Shut up.
Okay, you'll see what happens.
But I also wrote down, I like that Marcel told Hope. Wait, this is a quote. He said, your dad will love the very worst of you until the oceans are dust. You're worth every sacrifice. That was so cute.
Mm-hmm. And then the hug came.
Oh, God. Okay. You stop that.
All right, we'll see.
Okay, I also wrote down, Freya broke up with Keelan. What the hell?
She's a big baby also.
Oh, Keelan?
No.
Freya,
yeah.
I know. She's like, I can't be with you and my family. What? Why?
Yeah, that was stupid. Same thing with Rebecca. As much as everybody knows that I love Rebecca, and she is. I love her. But the whole Marcel thing, like, you could be married to her.
I
Marcel,
agree.
And still. So I'm over this whole, it's my family. Whatever.
Yeah, they're taking it a little too far now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I also wrote down, who the heck took Henry from his little brick tomb, took out his heart and hung him.
I think it's that dude from her school, the one that's
super. So do I.
That's who I think.
I think so too.
He knew he was there. He was there. Guarantee. He's working with something. Somebody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was too weird. Why did he just show up at her house?
Mm-hmm. He didn't even make a move on her. The one thing he was trying to get it with Hope, but he didn't. He was there looking for something. Snooping around.
Yep, I don't trust the little bitch.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
That's it? Not bad. You took a lot of notes. Almost like 20 minutes for you. Normally, I can get you to talk for like 3 minutes. That's about it. All right.
Let me see the other one.
Oh, great. Oh, no, the other one is dope. All right, so I think we're done. We're done with this episode.
Yes.
Wrong. One wrong turned on Bourbon that aired on the 25th of January, March, April. April 25th. So overall, you enjoyed the episode?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Did you like this one better than the starting off one, the premiere?
Probably not.
Okay. So you like the premiere so far better than this one?
Yes.
I'm just curious. How did you feel about the Elijah episode? Oh, my God. It's the same way that you and Brancy felt about the Morgan episode in The Walking Dead, I bet, right?
No, I liked it.
Oh, God, whatever. All right, so I think we're done. So according to Kristen.com is your blog. That's where you're at.
Yes.
We're going to try to knock out the other ones. I got to go check on my son to make sure he's okay because the wife came in here and just – oh, yeah. She was pulling a Klaus on him. according to Kristen.com is your blog. And what else? I think your Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff is on there, or do you want to go ahead and give it out?
Well, it's Twitter and Instagram. This is Kristen _.
Sweet. That's it?
Yeah. I mean, the rest of it is on my blog.
All right,
but go ahead.
So make sure you check that out, according to Kristen.com. And my blog is iWatchMike.com. If you scroll up to the top, you'll see a little section that says podcasts. That way you don't miss – you can subscribe to our podcast. We're on iTunes and then, of course, audioboom.com. That way you don't miss a podcast. Me and Kristen are trying. We're trying. We're trying really hard to get everything caught up. Let's see what else. My Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff is on the blog, iWatchMike.com. So make sure you check that out. And then we're going to try to get to the other ones shortly. So that's it. More of the originals coming up. Don't forget, Talking the Originals, iTunes and audioboom.com.
We may not choose our family.
The first vampires.
We're bound forever to those with whom we share blood.
The last season.
If the four Michelsons come together, it will signal darkness like we've never known.
Friday, April 20th.
We have to save each other.
Always and forever.
The Originals. The final season premieres Friday, April 20th on the CW.